Say how you been, I've been wondering if maybe you've been thinking about me. And somewhere in the conversation, an old familiar invitation always arrives. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. Just can't help but want. And even though we just can't make it work out well, the want to lingers on. So once again we wind up in each other's arms, pretending that it's right. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team announcing President-elect Trump has named his campaign communications director, Stephen Chung, to serve in the same role at the White House. In Georgia, opening arguments today in the trial of accused murderer Jose Ibarra. The Venezuelan undocumented migrant is accused of raping and killing University of Georgia nursing student Karen Lake Likely while she was out for jog. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
This is not a jury trial. It's what we call a bench trial. So it's going to be a little bit different. So rather than having your prosecution, your counsel, your defense present evidence to a jury, a panel here, there's going to be fewer formalities with the bench trial because the judge here is the sole fact finder. He knows the law.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz today in a call with Russia's president, urging Russia to be willing to negotiate with Ukraine. The Kremlin signaled Moscow was open to talks, but also pointed to Putin's proposal that Kyiv should be willing to give up territory and plans to join NATO. This is ABC News. It's being called a battle of the ages, the legend versus the relative newcomer. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
Mike Tyson squaring off against Jake Paul, the 58-year-old Tyson slapping the 27-year-old YouTuber turned boxer at weigh-in. Despite a 31-year age gap and being a major underdog, sportsbooks report 90% of all bets are being placed on the Hall of Famer Tyson. The most popular bet? Tyson winning in the first round. Paul is betting big on himself, taking multiple million-dollar bets from fellow fighters, even staking his claimed $40 million payout.
Tonight's showdown is the first ever live boxing match on Netflix. Spanish company Diolio is the world's largest producer of olive oil and says extreme weather and drought in southern Europe appear to be drawing to a close. That means the price of olive oil is expected to fall by just over half in the coming months from its all-time high. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Warm up your holidays with JCPenney. From snuggly soft women's sweaters just $19.99 to festive family PJs now 40% off. Get ready for winter with all the comfy, feel-good layers you love. Wrap yourself in a warm faux mink throw, only $24.99. It's more cozy, bigger savings for you. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/21. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler addressed Wisconsin's attorney shortage during her State of the Judiciary address this week.
The attorney shortage is particularly acute in our rural counties where sometimes they don't even have a single lawyer to take a case. When we cannot provide members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney, access to justice is seriously compromised.
Ziegler says a pool of reserve judges is helping address a backlog of felony cases, which currently stands at about 12,000. A new program through the Wisconsin Hospital Association is hoping to help address the healthcare workforce shortage facing the state. Vice President of Education Leanne Larson says the program connects local schools and hospitals to give students new opportunities. Larson says the initiative, as well as WHA's other initiatives, create a clear path for Wisconsin students from learning about careers to really experiencing them firsthand, so they're better prepared and excited to enter the healthcare field. The WHA and local hospitals contributed $33,000 to schools so they could participate in the program. Governor Tony Evers is inviting students and families in Wisconsin to create ornaments celebrating state parks. Evers announced that the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree will be 125 years of Wisconsin state parks. 2025 will mark the 125th anniversary of the state's park system, and ornaments should reflect that. The ornaments should be mailed to the State Department of Administration's Division of Facilities and Transportation Services no later than November 22nd. The tree lighting ceremony at the Capitol will take place December 5th.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
He's been making appointments and laying rock for his administration like Monday morning is going to be his first day on the job. Why the hurry? Is it a hurry? And what signals can be taken from the appointments? We'll cover all that ground this morning on the Free For All.
Live, giving you the best we've got via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with Pro Farmer's Own, Jim Wiesmeyer. Later, joined by Randy Russell from the Russell Group. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome back, your beloved host, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, it's good to be back. Would have been hard to miss. Would have been hard to miss the free-for-all here this morning, because there is so much ground for us to cover. This has been a fascinating, absolutely fascinating couple of weeks, or week. Well, a couple of weeks, what am I saying? Week since the election. The reason I don't recall there ever being this much progress by a president-elect ever before is because there hasn't been. It makes me wonder, you know, is he putting the cart in front of the horse on some of these issues? Don't we have to wait for the next Congress to get to the appointments? There's all kinds of questions. Well, I tell you what, there's a reason he's sprinting. And we're going to talk all about that coming up here today in just a little bit. So looking forward to that. Okay, man. Should we get started with the news? What do you got?
Yeah, let's get going. National Weather Service: unsettled weather persists throughout much of the West today before the next strong storm system enters the Pacific Northwest on Saturday. Elevated fire weather concerns continue across parts of the Northeast. The next round of heavy rain and severe weather potential to develop over the southern plains late Sunday. Chip, all three major U.S. stock indices finished lower yesterday. Crude oil prices closed slightly higher after a large draw in U.S. fuel stocks offset oversupply and demand concerns. And gold is on track for its steepest weekly drop since June 2021, chipped down nearly 5% on the week.
Yeah, there's a lot of influence from the incoming administration on what is happening in the markets. And honestly, Davis, I think the markets are just trying to digest the Trump administration might mean going forward.
Well, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Thursday emphasized a cautious approach to lowering interest rates, citing a strong economic backdrop. Powell pointed to 3% real gross domestic product growth last year and 2.5% growth this year, noting that consumer spending remains elevated, supported by wage growth and strong household balance sheets, while business investment has accelerated over the past year.
Yeah, there's a new term is starting to come out of all of the financial economic data, and that is reflation. Are we going to see a reflation of prices?
Well, Mexico's credit outlook was lowered to negative, Chip, from stable. This is by Moody's, which said recent constitutional changes risk hurting Latin America's second largest economy. The biofuels industry is urging lawmakers to extend the blender's tax credit due to delays in Treasury guidance for the new Section 45Z credit set to replace it next year. The 2022 tax law's new clean fuel production credit bases incentives on carbon intensity scores, but producers lack clarity on compliance.
Holy smokes. You want to talk about a topic of discussion at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. It's pretty amazing just how much the attention the 45Z is getting right now.
Well, the Office of Management and Budget will hold its first meeting on November 22nd regarding the EPA's proposed rule for a partial waiver of 2024 cellulosic biofuel volume requirement and extension of 2024 compliance deadline under the Renewable Fuel Standard. The American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers who requested the waiver argue there is a 115 million RIN shortfall for 2024. A potential wrinkle has emerged for Trump's tariff plans. A provision in the pending House Farm Bill would prohibit the incoming Trump administration from using USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, or the CCC, to buffer farmers from retaliatory trade tariffs.
Wow.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will nominate North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to be Interior Secretary. As governor of North Dakota, the third largest oil-producing state in the country, Burgum has relevant experience for an Interior Secretary role. Trump did also name Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Shares of vaccine makers fell sharply after Trump nominated RFK Jr.
He's moving quickly.
He is. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, in an interview with Brett Baer, expressed cautious support for President-elect Trump's nominees Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and RFK for Health and Human Services Secretary amid some GOP skepticism, Chip.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal's Pork. Jennifer, everyone in the pork industry is doing some evaluation of conditions right now. What have you got?
Well, thanks, Chip. We definitely had a great conversation during our latest State of the Pork Industry report, taking a look at the Q3 2024 sow and grow finish data that was obtained by MetaFarms between July 1st to September 30th. What I enjoy about our conversation is we take a look at the numbers, but then we try to take a glimpse into what those experts are actually seeing in the barns and to see if the numbers and the real experiences are the same. And so there's a lot of positivity that was in this last report. Brad Ekberg noted higher farrowing rates this year, higher born alive and lower stillborn numbers. But that decrease in sow mortality really stood out to all of our experts. There was a 1.2% decrease from the same time last year. And so this positive reduction in sow mortality is really significant for our industry and could likely be the first yearly decline that we've seen in almost 6 years of collecting sow mortality data, according to Brad Ekberg. So he thinks it's due to the extra focus on animal husbandry and animal welfare. And Dr. Kara Hayden with Pipestone said she also credits it to the decrease that we've seen in PRRS this year. The PRRS incidence is lower than it has been, and so that's definitely helped out from a mortality standpoint. And I appreciate that Adam Anagers, who's with JBS, also pointed out that, you know, he's really spending time in the sow barn focusing on what they can control. There's so many things that are not controllable, but things that they can control, like making sure to identify sows that need treatment as soon as possible, making sure they're selecting gilts with good leg structure, keeping sows in appropriate condition all the time. Focusing on those things they can control are really helping them see improvements in the barns. And, you know, of course, there's so many good takeaways that we've seen. Randy Kuecker mentioned that they're seeing less severe E. coli breaks in grow finish, and he attributes that to using more biosecurity measures and different feed ingredients and different levels of zinc. So just a lot of great takeaways. There's some key points that are featured in an article at porkbusiness.com, but of course I hope people go and listen to the whole conversation. You can watch it at Farm Journal's YouTube account, but you can also go to the Pork Podcast anywhere you listen to Pork Podcasts to check it out.
All right, Jennifer, hey, that's great perspective right there. I love that. Focus on what you can control, and everything else will seem to fall into place. All right, Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal Pork. As she said, go to www.porkbusiness.com for more. We're going to get a running start ourselves. Jim Wiesmeyer joins us next to kick off the free-for-all.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Help keep African swine fever out of the U.S. by updating your biosecurity plan. Learn more at apis.usda.gov/protectourpigs.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the free-for-all. Davis, I got to know. I got to know. Are you going to be any good at all to me this afternoon? There's a game like at 1 o'clock that you're going to be paying attention to, isn't there?
Yes, there absolutely is. Shout out to my tiny blue Enigma. They're seniors in high school. Yeah, they're just a heartbeat away from playing for the state championship right there in Iowa. Fire it up now, Blue! Let's go, boys!
Good luck, buddy. Good luck. I want to expand on this just a little bit. For those that don't know, when these boys were fifth, sixth grade?
Oh, tiny. I think it started in first or second grade flag football. And then basketball, and then baseball, and I coached as much as they would let me from first grade to fifth grade for those boys.
Coach Michelson at that time, yes,
that's right,
no doubt,
that's right,
no doubt. All right, buddy, good luck. Let's bring in Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Chip.
Okay, I just want to start with this. Here we are. We're 10 days past the election. What's your thoughts? What's the feel? What kind of a vibe are you picking up?
Well, you got to remember that this is the fifth year of Trump's administration now, and he's no rookie, and he learned a lot during his first 4 years, and he knows he really has, Chip, probably 2 years to implement his policies, because after the 2 years, we'll have more elections, and then even some in his own party will jockey for the next election at the White House. So he's more than hitting the ground running with these choices. We should get the Treasury Secretary announcement no later than this weekend, I would think.
All right. USDA secretary is probably coming soon as well, isn't it? Or not?
I was told that the person was at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, but the person would not tell me who that person was. Yeah, so that's frustrating. Yeah. I think we're getting close.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right. And, you know, it's that seems to be the process. The people that are going to be nominated, they make that trip to Florida, Mar-a-Lago. They sit and have one final conversation. And I would imagine that they're doing one last round of vetting, even if they know that person and know that person well. They are still going through the process because, as you said, there's no easing into this. When the inauguration is over, he's going to be conducting business.
Oh, absolutely. At his first day, the rumor here is that he'll have 100 executive orders. So again, he's going to move fast. And as far as USDA secretary, I don't know whether his announcement for the nominee RFK Jr. will have any impact on the USDA position too, because Robert F. Kennedy could have whispered in his ear, "Hey, I need this person at USDA." That's just speculation on my part, but that's how things can change.
Right. We'll talk more about who that might be when we get Randy Russell in here. I want to get his take on that as well. Okay, Jim, I've heard and read some comments about why is he moving so fast. We've got to wait for Senate confirmation on these people anyway. Now, that may be true, but Senate doesn't have to wait to hold hearings, do they?
Well, I think they'll wait until next year. You have to be in body on the 3rd of January to hold hearings on them. It has to be the new Senate, Chip. So I think the hearings definitely will take place right when they return January 3rd. And that's what the new majority leader, John Thune from South Dakota, said yesterday to Brett Baer.
Okay. All right. Very good. What do you make of Thune?
Oh, I like him. He's has one of the best staff in Washington. He's a pragmatist. He'll work with the White House. He's a good negotiator, and he's just a good guy at heart.
Jim, would you call him Would you label him centrist or moderate, even, perhaps?
Not a moderate. He's more of a populist. South Dakota, okay. that speaks of populism. Yeah. Conservative to practical, I would say. Yeah. Just he's not going to embarrass you. Let me put it that way.
Well,
he's just
a good
guy.
Yeah, he'll buy in on the Trump agenda, won't he?
Absolutely. And since he's been here so long, Chip, he has so many farmer staff people all throughout town. So he's kind of a power broker in that regard, too. So
right.
He knows agriculture. But, he knows energy. So it's a good person to have in the majority leader's role. He knows the farm bill. You don't have to educate him on that. So I just think it's a win-win for agriculture.
Okay. Well, and Jim, part of his value, and I'm asking here, but I don't get the sense from Thune that we can expect him to just be a rubber stamp for the Trump administration. I mean, I'm thinking of the proposed nominee for Attorney General.
Matt Gaetz.
I think in some instances we need someone to be that pragmatist.
Yeah, he'll say advice and consent. They'll have the hearings and, they'll go through the process, but he won't be aggressive in any position. That's for sure. He'll give every opportunity for Trump's pick because he said the president ought to have the people that he wants, but that's up to the Senate as well. And let the process unfold the way it should.
Yeah.
Do you remember the things that you said about Getz during the House Speaker, Chip?
The Gates
whole debacle thing. Getz likes to just set stuff on fire and watch it burn. Has your opinion changed, sir? This is potentially your attorney general. Has your opinion changed?
No, my opinion on that has not changed.
Nor has mine.
And that's exactly what we saw when he was being a rebel Kevin in the House, Jim? Is that the best way to say it?
He was a rebel. Yeah, I called him in my speeches. I said he was the Gates of Hell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good, Jim.
There's Senate confirmation of the Attorney General. Is that right?
Yeah. There's no way other than a recess appointment, which I don't want to get murky. It's so murky on that one. He's not going to be approved, Chip. He's
right,
not going to be approved.
But Jim, you need to talk a little bit about the recess appointment because this is something that President Trump might use to make sure that he gets the people in place that he wants in his cabinet.
Yeah, recess appointment allows the president to temporarily fill vacant positions without Senate confirmation while they're in recess. Now, right. I think the Supreme Court ruled more than a few years ago that the Senate has to be in recess for at least 9 days. Now, that's going to be a problem, too, because if you're against an appointment, Chip, why would you agree for a recess in the Senate and the House has to go along as well? So I just think this is a plus. If they did go that way, this sets a precedent because when the Democrats are back in, do you want the same thing? Gaetz is not well liked within his own party, let alone the Democratic Party. Now, I know if the House had to approve him, there's 0% chance. He might have some supporters in the Senate, but not very many. It's just I don't know I guess he's a lightning rod for sure, a very Trumpian approach, but I just don't see him getting in the Senate vote, getting approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. I tell you, Jim, we're out of time already in this first segment. I'm just really curious what your general take is on the job that he has done to this point with the cabinet.
Well, he began really good, and then he threw some bombs out there. Some of them were okay. You tend to be aggressive. So I just like that he's you know, getting these people at least in a position to be vetted and voted on. So I applaud him for that.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we are off and running on the free-for-all here today on AgriTalk. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Davis is here, and joining us next, Randy Russell, the Russell Group DC, up next here on the free-for-all.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update. December milk up 21 to 1865. January up 29 to 1894. February up 16 to 1901. March milk up 17 at 1909. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets rebounding nicely today. Some strength in some of that cash markets late week, and the higher box beef prices helping to support the market. Hogs are also higher, at least in the nearbys, but lower in deferred contracts. A little bear spread trade happening in the hogs today. December live cattle up 37 cents to 183.32. November feeder cattle up 295 to 250.57. December hogs up 35 cents to 80.45. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Corn markets continue to move higher with the spreads firming as the trade bounces off the support levels. Soybeans moving mostly higher as well. Products are helping to support the soybean markets today. Wheat markets are also finding footing as the dollar gains begin to slow. There's also some short covering as well ahead of the weekend, and that's supporting the wheat market. December corn up 3.25 to 422 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 2.75 to 440. January beans up 13.5 to 1001. New crop 25 up 7.75 to 1021 and a quarter. December wheat up 6.75 to 537. From Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Let's get back to the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We've got Davis Michelson with us, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, and joining us, Randy Russell, the Russell Group out in D.C. How are you, Randy?
Chip, I am doing great. Thanks for having me this morning. Good to be with you all.
Have you ever seen such a flurry of activity like we have seen in the 10 days since the election?
Chip, this is vastly different than what we saw in 2016 when President-elect Trump was handling the transition. By the way, I think plans in terms of personnel, policies, executive orders that they want to take on, regulations, this has been in the works for literally months. And I think that if they learned anything last time going into taking over in January of 2017, it was that they were not prepared, that they didn't have the personnel worked out. They didn't have the policies right away they wanted to focus on. And this is just a vastly different operation where, as we're seeing, literally every day we're getting another couple of announcements. It's gotten to the point where I just sleep with my phone waiting for another announcement.
Yep. So of those announcements that have come so far, Randy, when you look at the full list, which ones really jump out off the page at you?
Well, I think Jim alluded to this in earlier comments. You know, it started out with some just very senior and seasoned individuals. I think probably, to be very honest, the last couple of announcements with Matt Gaetz at Attorney General and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at HHS, that has clearly gotten a lot of people's attention and is going to take up a bunch of time here. And it's going to go through a very long confirmation process. And I think the confirmation hearings are going to be very, very telling for both of those nominees.
Okay. What is the strategy when I see Marco Rubio, Senator Florida, Mike Waltz, Representative Florida, Matt Gaetz, Representative Florida? It seems like they're going to the state of Florida on a regular basis here. What's the strategy?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to just look at the individuals, Chip. I think, you know, Rubio is very well respected in the foreign policy arena, and was actually considered to be a vice presidential candidate to run with President Trump, President-elect Trump. So I think he is very well regarded in that respect. In terms of Mike Waltz, his background in the military and what he's achieved, I think makes him a really great pick for that job. But to your point about Gaetz and Waltz and Rubio, you got Ron DeSantis there. They have a rule in Florida, and I think in the case of Matt Gaetz, who's already resigned his seat, Governor DeSantis has already talked to the Secretary of State, and the clock is ticking, and it's an 8-week clock to replace him. So I think they're going to have a regular order to get people those seats filled. They are safe Republican states and safe Republican districts. But obviously very thin margin. I mean, by the time we convene January 3rd, it looks like the Republicans will be at about 221, somewhere in that neighborhood. So that would give them a 3-seat margin. So very little margin for error.
Okay. Now let's look at a couple of the non-traditional appointments, I guess. Pete Hegseth, Defense Secretary. What do you make of that?
Well, I have watched Fox News for a long time, so I'm pretty familiar with Hegseth just from having watched him. You know, he's been a co-host of the Fox and Friends on Saturday and Sunday, the weekend. I actually had the pleasure of a couple of years ago, Chip, of being on a flight and sat in the same row with him and talked to him quite a while. Look, if you're looking for a general, that's not Pete Hegseth. I mean, obviously he's a young guy. He's very articulate, very accomplished in the National Guard, won 2 Bronze Stars, infantry medal, has been deployed twice. and has been a longtime advocate. In fact, has a foundation supporting veterans. So there's a lot of admirable things about him. I do think they will surround him by some seasoned military officers that will be, you know, a deputy defense secretary and the assistant secretaries. I think what he's going to do, Chip, more than anything else, he is going to bring a combat infantryman's view towards the Defense Department and articulate that if we're going to deploy our men and women in harm's way, there better be a clear mission, a clear objective, and we better win.
Darn right. Yep. I know that there's a lot of angst out there in the country about the selection, but boy, you're exactly right, Randy. Let's watch the deputies. Let's watch who he is going to put in place as a support, and then let's watch the action. Let's see how he does. Okay, Department of Government Efficiency. You know, in a lot of places, Randy, they might say adding another department to a long list of departments is probably not all that efficient. But here we are. What do you make of it with Elon Musk and Ramaswamy?
Chip, I would say that, first of all, they're not going to create a new department. I think that's more of a marketing tool. I think it's basically going to be kind of an affiliate of the Office of Management and Budget. Look, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, they're 24/7 kind of people, and they're taking this job on with the seriousness that that they do to their own business endeavor. So I fully anticipate, and both of them, by the way, clearly have the ear of the president-elect and senior people there. So I think we just have to take a step back and say, look, we're running a $36 trillion total debt. We're running deficits of $1.5 to $2 trillion a year. We're paying more on the interest on our debt than we are in defense spending. And at some point, we got to get real about doing something about our annual deficits and continuing to add to our total debt. So I think that they're going to spend a lot of time focusing on the inefficiencies in government. I think they're going to be very transparent about it. And we can anticipate major pushback on the Hill, because that's just the nature of it, particularly from appropriators, about some of the things that they are going to recommend. But again, at some point, we have to get serious as a country about our debt, about our deficits, because the interest on our debt is going to soon be the largest item in our budget if we don't.
Right. Okay. Jim, jump in here. Yep.
Well, you saw that years ago, and Randy, you'll recall too, the Grace Commission. They had some pretty good recommendations, but they got mostly pushed back against them.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that. So yeah, but you have, sooner or later, if you're going to have to cut funding, you have to go through Congress, and they'll have to be good educators. And if anyone can do it, those two individuals can, I think.
And to that point, to Jim's point, Chip, look, I mean, you can't solve the budget dilemma simply by looking at annual appropriations, because that's only about 25% of the budget. We have to get serious about Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, and the health programs. And by the way, neither presidential candidate, when they were running, talked about those.
Right. It will be interesting to see how those really important issues, how much attention they do get from Musk and Ramaswamy. Okay, let's turn our attention to the USDA. What are your thoughts here for USDA Secretary Randy?
Chip, I, like Jim, have been doing this for a long time. Jim's older than I, so I won't go down that pike. But I would say this: since 1980, I've watched, you know, this sweepstakes for the Secretary of Agriculture. And if you asked me to put together a list of five people that I thought were serious contenders and then match that up with who actually was chosen, I would have been wrong over half the time.
Yeah.
And the point I'm trying to make here is that oftentimes by the time they get to the Secretary of Agriculture, and I'm not downgrading, it's an extremely important position, but a lot of factors go into that that go beyond just the obvious. I sincerely hope, having said what I just said, that whoever they pick is in a strong advocate for production agriculture. I think, you know, very honestly, the announcement of RFK Jr. has got people in production agriculture a little nervous, to say the least. Yep. Yep. And I think now more than ever, we need to return production agriculture and that seat as Secretary of Agriculture in the Witten Building in 200A. It's got to be somebody that is a strong advocate for production agriculture and also will be very effective internally talking to the White House and the Interagency Committee on issues that are important to ag that don't affect, you know, aren't directly under the jurisdiction of agriculture, like biofuels decision, crop protection tools decision, animal agriculture that's impacted by FDA, approval of new animal drugs, et cetera. We need an advocate at USDA that understands production agriculture and can go toe-to-toe with folks in these interagency discussions and make sure that agriculture is appropriately and well represented.
Okay, excellent, excellent. We're off, boy, we're into the middle of the conversation now. When we come back, Randy, I want to get your thoughts on Thune, Johnson in the House, what's it mean for the Farm Bill and the Farm Act.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Ben Runge is Sustainable Systems Agronomist for Foreground by Bear. Ben, carbon programs, there's still a lot of buzz around these markets. How do farmers sort it out, and why should farmers care?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot to navigate in the emerging carbon market space, but one of the big things is now is really kind of the first time we've seen opportunities for growers to earn money on not just what they're farming, but how they're farming it. And so it's an opportunity to gain additional revenue, to diversify their revenue streams in ways that they haven't had the opportunity to do before, and also have an incremental benefit to the farm itself through increases in soil health and biodiversity and water quality and water infiltration and reducing their nutrient losses.
Right, right, exactly. So is now the best time to enroll?
You know, now is a great time to enroll, especially when we're talking about the Bayer Carbon Program. We're currently offering growers in select states up to $20 an acre for enrolling practices such as reduced tillage or cover crops. And if you roll eligible acres before the end of the year, you can actually cash in on an opportunity of a bonus of up to $3,000 on top of those per acre earnings. In addition to that, we also have a historical look back payment, which means we'll reward you on a per acre basis for continuously doing the practice all the way back to the 2020 crop year. And in a lot of cases, we're compatible with other programs in the marketplace, primarily, you know, those NRCS programs or other government funded programs. We've got an opportunity to be compatible with those and earn extra income for those practices.
That's outstanding. Where can listeners go for more information?
BayerForeGround.com. That's Bayer, F-O-R-G-R-O-U-N-D.com.
Thank you, Ben. That is Ben Runge, Sustainable Systems Agronomist for ForeGround by Bayer.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to Ag. We're talking the free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer, Davis Michelson, me, and Randy Russell from the Russell Group DC. Randy, John Thune as the leader in the Senate. What's your take?
Couldn't have gotten a better leader for production agriculture. He has been, you know, he's been a member of the Senate Ag Committee, very active member. Been a big proponent of biofuels, crop protection tools, farm programs, crop insurance, market promotion and export programs. You know, Chip, it's really important as we're going to get into having to do a farm bill next year to have somebody sitting in the leader's office who understands how important it is to get a farm bill done, but also understands the intricacies of the farm bill. And I think there couldn't be anybody better for production agriculture than John Thune as majority leader.
Okay. Well, you kind of told us what your thoughts are on the farm bill there already, Randy. Farm bill next year, not by the end of the year, huh?
Chip, no one wants to run the white flag up, and I get it. But we're sitting here now in mid-November. We have basically made no progress. We have a bill that G.T. Thompson in the House Ag Committee, and he did a terrific job getting it out of committee last summer. We haven't taken it up on the floor. The Senate Agriculture Committee has yet to produce even a bill, much less a markup, much less take it to the floor. And I mean, I think it's just time for us to realize we're not getting a bill done this year. That we're going to have to focus on disaster assistance for the impacts of wildfires and hurricanes. And, you know, even USDA has come out and said that they think there's between $13 and $14 billion in ag losses alone from these hurricanes. And that needs to be dealt with. So I think you're going to see Congress focus on getting a disaster bill done and have to pass an extension of the farm bill and then come back next year, roll up their sleeves, and get it done next year.
Okay. Disaster's one component of the Farm Act. Economic stress is another component of it. Is there going to be payments? I'm talking about the $100 per acre of corn, $80 per acre of wheat, $50 per acre of soybeans. As economic help, is that still in the cards?
Well, let's differentiate, Chip, disaster assistance, which is uninsured losses from wildfires and hurricanes versus what I would call ag economic assistance. So I just want to be clear, those are two different. I think that you're going to see an effort made to try to take some of the parameters, the increases in reference prices and marketing loans that were included in the House reported bill that G.T. Thompson put together, and try to add that maybe a year's worth or 2 years worth of those increases to the disaster assistance that Congress will consider before they go home. And if they are successful in doing that, it might help, one, increase the baseline for future farm bills to make it easier, and two, it will certainly address the low commodity price situation that many farmers are facing, and three, it will also create the expectation that in a future farm bill, we're going to have those higher reference prices and marketing loans.
Okay. And that's what they did before the 2018 farm bill, Randy, if you recall.
I do. Good point, Jim.
Yep. Yeah. They patched the farm bill safety net, and they should have to do it again.
Yeah. Yep. So if they come with that patch, that could essentially push a new farm bill back for an extended period of time, couldn't it, guys? Jim?
Well, we'll have to see. You'll have Stabenow out of Congress, so I think Klobuchar would be more amenable to work with, myself personally, on that one. But they're going to have a lot of other issues. Again, as Randy knows, they're going to have a budget reconciliation bill for the tax. I think Trump wants a tax cut bill extension by what, the summer, no later than the fall of next year, and that's going to take a lot of time and focus.
Yeah.
I do think, Chip, to Jim's point, I mean, the first thing the Senate Agriculture Committee is going to have to do, assuming it is Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, she'll have to get her staff put together. But the first thing they'll have to do is consider, you know, nomination hearings for the Secretary of Agriculture, the deputy, 8 undersecretaries, an assistant secretary, a general counsel. They're going to be consumed with that. So I think what it does do, if they put this ag economic assistance on disaster assistance, it'll give them a little runway where they can do these nominations. They can get this tax bill done, which is critically important for agriculture, as we all know, particularly the estate tax and stepped up basis and bonus depreciation. You get that done. And I think the farm bill will be kind of a summer, fall activity next year.
Okay. All right. Very good. We're down to the last 90 seconds, and I'm still going to do this. I want to go back to who I've been encouraged to do this by listeners. Go back to who they want me to ask you flat out, Randy. Who's going to be the Secretary of Ag?
I don't know. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know, because it's just those are, you know, who would have guessed that Matt Gaetz would be the Attorney General?
Right, right. Okay, let me
ask
you.
Who would have guessed that RFK Jr. would be the Secretary of HHS? I just, you know, I understand it's a critically important position. I have faith that the folks surrounding President Trump, or President-elect Trump, are going to pick somebody that is going to not only do a good job, but be a great advocate for production agriculture.
Yeah, whomever is chosen is going to tell us a lot about Trump's expected foreign policy.
Yeah,
exactly. Randy, there's one that they want me to ask you about very specifically, Thomas Massie. Does he have a chance?
Maybe I could comment on that one. I hope not.
Okay, I got you. Randy, so valuable when we can get you on here, man. Thank you so much for making time.
Chip, my pleasure. Jim, good being with
you.
Sure.
Wiesmeyer, you are always a gem, a treasure. Thank you so much for being on here, man.
Okay.
All right. That's Randy Russell, Jim Wiesmeyer. Davis Michelson's coming back this afternoon. We got a conversation with Clark Neighbors.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at GHXseed.com/connect.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Didn't get what you really wanted over the holidays? Give yourself what you've always wanted from Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get new, updated wardrobe pieces hand-picked by a personal stylist and delivered right to your door. Now you don't have to leave the house to shop for clothes. And you'll be so well-dressed, everyone will notice. It's so